This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House has announced U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold a summit next month in Geneva. June 16th will be the first face-to-face meeting of the two leaders. The White House said Tuesday that President Biden will add the meeting to his first international trip as president when he visits Britain for a Group of Seven meeting and Brussels for a NATO summit. Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the meeting will seek to restore predictability and stability to the U.S.-Russian relationship. Biden has taken a different approach to Putin than former President Donald Trump, who often dismissed allegations that Russia assisted him in winning the presidency in 2016. Biden has alleged, based on U.S. intelligence findings, that Russians interfered in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. The U.S. has also contended that Moscow was behind a hacking campaign called SolarWinds that was meant to infect software in networks at 9 U.S. federal agencies to allow Russian agents to gain access. Washington has also criticized Russia for the arrest and jailing of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. And both countries have recently expelled some of the other's diplomats over these and other matters. The Biden administration has designated Myanmar nationals for temporary protected status, allowing many of those nationals in the United States to be shielded from deportation and obtain work permits. The decision is expected to affect about 1,600 Burmese nationals who've been living in the United States. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said in a statement that the decision was made because of Burmese security forces' brutal violence against civilians in the wake of a military overthrow. VOA News. In a joint statement released today ahead of Syria's national elections, some Western countries are denouncing the poll, saying it will be neither free nor fair. President Bashar Assad, in power since 2000, is seeking a fourth seven-year term. He's competing with two obscure candidates in an election that is he's widely expected to win. A statement released Tuesday by the foreign ministers of France, Germany, Italy, Britain, and the United States reads, "For an election to be credible, all Syrians should be allowed to participate, including internally displaced Syrians, refugees, and members of the diaspora in a safe and neutral environment." Without these elements, the statement said, the election will not represent any progress toward a political settlement. It called such results fraudulent. The statement urges the international community to reject what it says is Assad's bid to remain in power. Assad has overseen a 10-year war in Syria that has internally displaced 6.7 million people and forced 6.6 million more to seek refuge internationally, this according to the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he will ask Congress for $75 million in assistance for Palestinians in Gaza following the recent ceasefire that brought an end to the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Blinken made the announcement Tuesday after talks in Ramallah with Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority. The top U.S. diplomat said the U.S. would reopen its consulate in Jerusalem after the Trump administration closed it in 2019, provide $5.5 million in immediate disaster assistance and more than $32 million for a United Nations emergency humanitarian relief campaign for the Palestinians. Blinken said the consulate's reopening is an important way for our country to engage with and provide support to the Palestinian people. He said the United States will work to ensure that Hamas does not benefit from those reconstruction efforts. Speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu earlier in the day in Jerusalem, Blinken said both Israel and the Palestinians experienced profound losses during 11 days of fighting this month, and that there is a lot of work ahead to restore hope, respect, and trust. Netanyahu in turn thanked the United States for its show of support and warned Palestinian militants to maintain the ceasefire. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.